Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martins.
Hello, everybody. This is C.J. Martins, and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, March 2nd. Hope all of you had a great week. I personally had a few challenges this week, I'm not afraid to admit. I'm sure I'm not the only one, and actually I've heard that I'm not the only one. But regardless of how this week was, here we are together again. And I'm glad you could join me for the show. So let's just take a deep breath, relax, as we spend this special 30 minutes together. I want to welcome you for this edition of my show entitled Angels in the Afterlife. I'm happy to welcome a special guest this week, Laverne Stewart. I'm excited to have her on, you know, the show to share her story with us. I have a short, inspiring story in this week's angel message, and then we'll bring Laverne on to share those experiences with us. After that, I'll open the phones for some special callers. Remember, the call-in number is 1-877-296-0345. Due to the number of callers I get each time, I'm really sorry if I can't get to everybody. So, yeah, so it was a crazy week, but here we are. I always love spending my Friday evenings with all of you. The inspiring story this week comes from a couple, and they were going to be doing some missionary work, rebuilding homes in Mexico. So they travel from Iowa themselves with some of their church friends, and they, the first leg of their, you know, trip, they end up in Texas, okay? And so they get to Texas, and they're staying at this hotel, and this gentleman named Frank realizes that he can't find his passport, you know, anywhere. And he knew he had it when he woke up that morning. He knew he packed it. He knew it was there. He couldn't imagine where he would have dropped it. So he retraces his steps, motel, where they went to the restaurant, where they got for coffee. The passport's just nowhere at all. So he's real upset, right, because, you know, he can't get into Mexico to do the missionary work, which he believes God is, you know, wanting him to do. So he said, he just lays down on his bed, shuts his eyes, because he'd done all he could do to find it. So he says, I'm leaving it up to you, God. Only you can get me to Mexico. As soon as that sentence leaves his mouth, guess what happens? The phone rings, and it was the front desk. So, Mr. So-and-so, this is the front desk. We've got your passports. I can't talk tonight. Passport, sir. And so he shot out of bed, bounded to the desk, and, you know, it's really cool when you just sort of surrender things, how angels kind of show up and let us get on their way. So he always said God got him to Mexico. Who knows where he would take him next? So I thought that was kind of a neat story, because I know the angels are always talking to me about surrender, right? Surrender, let go, all these wonderful things. So sometimes we can just make ourselves so anxious, like looking for something we lost, and then what happens when we stop looking for it, right? It's right there. I don't know how that happens. It happens to me all the time. So, well, here we are with the angel message for this week of March 2nd. Some pretty powerful stuff here. So let's go ahead and read this to you guys. Dear ones, it's time to realize that you are important and what you contribute to the world is equally so. Sometimes you can hold yourself back from speaking your truth for fear of what the unknown response from others may be. It's natural to feel this way, but if you give in to these fears often, you may be blocking synchronicity for yourself and others. You may wish to understand what we mean by speaking your truth, so we will more fully explain. Each person has an inherently great wisdom that they can offer others. Your truth is whatever you can contribute verbally or in action to the other people in your life. How often do you want to say something but don't? You may fear reprisal. You may fear rejection, ridicule. Whatever the fear is, it's important to learn what you fear the most when it comes to sharing your inner truth with other people. If you see someone close to you being self-destructive, do you say something? Or will you sit by and watch to see what happens next? If someone in your life triggers you, makes you upset, will you attempt to discuss things through and offer your point of view of how you feel? Or will you swallow the emotions and deny yourself, and even them, the opportunity for greater healing and self-awareness? There is wisdom in both listening to others fully and also sharing with others fully. We know that discerning when to share and when to simply listen can be challenging. Stay in tune with yourself in order to know which is which. If you censor what you say, then there is a fear underneath your choice to not fully speak your truth. Each of you has a tremendous gift to contribute to the world, but often the best truths will lay hidden away forever due to these kinds of fears. We ask that you give some attention this week to whenever you have opportunities to share and engage your life more fully. If you see that you hold yourself back, ask yourself why. Try to determine the fear so that you can more easily overcome it. There are important events approaching this year where you will not want such fear to keep you from speaking up and sharing the truth and power of who you are. As always, we are only a mere thought away. Call upon us and we'll be by your side as you embrace new and greater self-discovery. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. Wow, you know, that's a lot to digest about speaking our truth. It's a good insight. I'm going to pay attention to this week, even though everyone calls me Gabby. I'm always sharing my truth, but that's okay. Everybody knows that about me by now. Well, without further ado, I want to welcome my very special guest, Laverne Stewart.
Hello.
To the show. Hello, Laverne.
How are you?
Welcome to the Angel Connection, dear.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, I'm so happy to have you because your story, see, it's been a challenging week. I keep telling everybody that. Your story is just the kind of story I like to bring on the show. Well, you know, when the angels really impact our life and kind of set us on a journey, right? But where I'd like to start, Laverne, if you would, you know, I was reading on your website, on June 19, 2009, your life shifted dramatically. But can you share with us first what was kind of going on in your life prior to your incredible angelic experience that you had?
Well, I have been a journalist for 25 years. I've covered the gamut, radio, television, newspaper. I've seen a lot, reported on a lot, and the early part of my career was, a lot of it was not pleasant. I covered murders, murder trials, accidents, house fires, a lot of fatalities, a lot of devastation, a lot of death, and that will stay with you unless you find a way to release it. And after a while, I wasn't really liking the person that I saw in the mirror at the end of the day. So I switched over to feature writing. But all my life, I've been a writer. You know, from the time I was old enough to hold a crayon, before I even knew how to form words, I was scribbling. And in my mind, they were wonderful stories that I was creating, but no one knew what those stories were except for me because it was just scribble. It was illegible. So I've always wanted to write fiction work, and it's always eluded me. And so very frustrated, I would say. I call myself a frustrated fiction writer, and I was at a woman's retreat in 2009, and I wasn't able to sleep. I woke up very early, and everybody else at that retreat was still sleeping, and so I didn't know what to do with myself. I tried reading a book I'd brought, and I couldn't focus on that, so I decided to spend some time in prayer and meditation. And I asked a question, why have you given me a gift to write when I can't write what I want to write? And it was an internal voice that I heard, but it was so loud that I opened my eyes and looked around the room to see who was there talking to me. I couldn't believe that I'd heard what I heard. And what I heard was, but I have not called you to write fiction. I've called you to write the truth. And I had a real clear sense of knowing that it had to be about people's encounters with the divine, with angels, and with loved ones who've passed. And I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know even where to begin. So I contacted a couple of intuitive psychic mediums, and they both told me they didn't know one another, lived in separate parts of the area where I'm from, And they both got back to me inside of half an hour of me writing to them, telling them, I really think I'm meant to write this, but I don't know anything about it. And is it real or isn't it real? And they both said, good for you. You're getting on this journey. And they both said they saw this for me, you know, 6 months prior to. And I said, but I don't know anything about it, and I don't know who to talk to. And they said, don't worry. You know, the angels have it all in hand, and you're meant to do this, and people will come. And sure enough, they did. And 9 months later, there was a manuscript. And within a year, there was a book deal. And the first publishing company I contacted wanted it. And it was the number one bestseller in Atlantic Canada from May of last year all the way through until Christmas time. It was on the top of the bestsellers list in this part of the world.
Wow, that is incredible. That's an incredible story.
You know what? It was nothing I did. I had no control. And, you know, I am a real control freak. I need to know everything going on in my life. But I took my hands off it because I didn't know where the journey was going. It was completely out of my hands. And when you take your hands off something, boy, big things happen.
Well, you know, I think that, and that kind of segues into something I would like for our listeners, for you to kind of talk about a little bit, you know, because I'm definitely a person who gets some pretty direct guidance at times from the angels. You know, I get it's kind of like getting marching orders, you know. It's like, go do this, and all of that, you know. What did you have anything you had to overcome, you know, that struggle, I guess, inside you? I know you reached out to the mediums to get some validation on what you were receiving and all of that. But was there anything else that you kind of encountered internally, sort of, you know, you've always, like you said, you were kind of a control freak, you know, you like to be in control of things. You know, it's not always easy sometimes, I think, to surrender the reins.
Well, another real issue I had was because I'd been in journalism for so long, this is so far, you know, away from the research-based, you know, very hard-edged stuff that I was doing in the first of my career, and even as a feature writer. It just, I worried what people would think.
I bet.
What do you mean? What do you mean you heard a voice? Are you hearing voices? Well, maybe you should go to the psych hospital and get yourself checked out. Are you hearing voices, dear? We have medication for you. But, you know, I really, really seriously worried about what people were going to think of me and were they going to think badly. And to my amazement, once I got over my own ego, I got past that, and I said, no, you know what? This was brought to me I considered it a calling that I said yes to. And once it happened, people were coming to me and saying, you know what? I've heard those voices too. You know what? I've had these experiences too. And they were also saying, thank you. Thank you for writing this book. Now I know I'm not crazy. You know, there were hundreds of people out there who've had these same experiences who never wanted to talk about it because of the fear of rejection, the fear of people thinking that they'd absolutely lost their marbles. Well, you know what? I'm in great company. If we're all crazy, that's wonderful. I would not want to go back to what I was before. I'm happier now, more contented in who I am, and I can take my hands off things because I know I'm not in control, that God and the angels have everything lined up for our greater good.
You know, I agree with you, Laverne, because I think that, you know, and it's true, and I'm sure you see it in just everyday experiences of your life outside of the book and all of that, you know, that the amazing synchronicity that occurs in our lives when we can let go, whether we hear that voice or not, but just being able to surrender to you know, allow I think it's an allowing our lives to unfold without doing so much direction, you know.
I completely agree. When you take your hands off and you say, you are in control, I allow myself to follow, things just line up. When you are on the path that you are meant to take, and we are all on a journey, and each journey is unique as we are unique individuals, when you're on the right path, all of the right people come into your life, at the right time. Big things happen, wonderful things beyond our imagination of possibility. It's when we try to control it, the timing, the place, the people, that's when we mess up, because we really are not in control. The universe is in control.
And everything just flows from there, doesn't it?
And everything flows from there. Life is so much easier when we take our hands off the wheel.
You know, I agree. And I think there's a contentment that comes with knowing that we are really, you know, we're not alone. We are nurtured. You know, we are supported. And if we're willing to listen, you know, I have not honestly had a chance to take a look at your book. But, you know, having started the show in December, I've had a lot of people coming forward, you know, as you open those doors for those people to share those experiences. You know, what was that like putting the book together? You know, were the angels with you? Did the angels just sort of bring those people to you? How'd that go?
You know, it amazes me. If someone had told me 3 years ago, you will be writing a book, it will come to you so quickly, so easily. People will be sitting on your doorstep waiting to be interviewed and coming to you and asking to share their stories. I would never have believed it, you know. And to go from not knowing where the journey was going to go to having a number one best-selling book, it just blows my mind. The angels were all over this. I mean, I really do think it's their book, not mine. The stories that people were so wonderful to share, so gracious in sharing their experiences, people who've lost children, and no one should have to bury their own child. You know, in our mind, that's not the natural order of things.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the bigger picture, and perhaps it was that child's time to go, but, you know, through the grace of God and the angels, they were able to accept the passing and move forward with their life. And then, you know, people who were there present when their mother and father passed, and the peace of that, and overcoming really horrific experiences, people whose lives were saved by people that others did not see, hear, or feel, but people who were in those accidents had conversations with beings, and their lives were saved. So I would never have imagined that this book would have come together so quickly, so easily, and done so well. I couldn't have done this, even if I tried my hardest. And I can do a really good work when I try, but nothing like this, and I could never have done it. Certainly not the way it was done, and as successful as it was, my hand wasn't on this at all. It was all the angels.
Yeah, we still want to give you you know, props for listening, because we wouldn't have this great book.
Well, I'm pleased that I did listen. You know, listen and obey, because it's when we do that good things happen.
They really do. And I know before we were coming on air, you offered a couple copies for free for people who are listening to the show.
Yeah, I'd love to. If they want to give you their contact, their mailing information, I can send a couple of books out.
Anyone who's listening to the show that's first come, first serve, my email is cj@cjmartis.com. I wanted to mention your wonderful offer to give a couple copies of the book out, but I want to have a chance before we let you go to talk about your next project, because you touched on that before we came on, and it was one of my last questions was, are there any more books planned? So what do the angels have you working on next?
You know what? It's just funny. I never would have imagined this first book, and now it's like if I could clone myself and have five Laverne's, there's about four or five books, and they're all coming at me very quickly. One is I can't think of any other way to describe it. I think it's channeled writing, and if I could just like really quickly read a paragraph that I that I believe I was given, and it touches on what you were talking about earlier. Dear one, do not be afraid to live an authentic life. Step into your light and shine. If your journey does not look or sound or feel like that of others, do not worry. Do not fear it, for it is good. If you hide who you truly are, if you live in the shadow of fear, if you will not accept who you have been called to be, you will miss out on the wonderful, brilliant life you were meant to live. One cannot feel the warmth of the sun when one remains hidden in the shadows. The first step is accepting who you are. You are not a mistake, for I do not make mistakes. You are exactly who you are meant to be. Be who you are. Be brave and know that all is well. You are loved. You always have been. You always will be. That is some of what I'm working on now. It comes to me, you know, sometimes in the middle of the night. And it's going to be some... you know, some work in a book called, I think it's called Godspeak. Another one is a book called Coming Out of the Psychic Closet.
And I like that title.
that's people who for years have hidden who they truly are. People who have heard, seen, felt angelic, and had encounters with the spiritual realm, people who've crossed. Who were always afraid to talk about it for fear of rejection, who are now saying, no, this is who I truly am, and it's more socially acceptable now, and they're standing up and saying, yes, I do hear, see, and feel angels and the spiritual realm, and it's okay, and I'm going to live my authentic life, and that is that of a psychic or an intuitive. So those interviews are being done right now. The channeled writing is being done right now. And I'm leaving it up to God and the angels who's going to publish, because I really don't know. Didn't know who the first publishing company was. Don't know who these next books are meant to be published by, but who knows? the angels have it well in hand.
They do, don't they? And what you read for all of us was so beautiful, and I think it's so interesting that the angels kind of have you and I in sync, because even the angel message this week was about, right, that authentic speaking our truth.
And
so,
I love the way your writing started off with Dear Ones, and each time I do those channeled writings, it always starts off with Dear Ones.
Isn't
always.
That interesting?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And they were exactly along, and I picked that piece of writing out before I knew that you were going to be reading that one. So it's very, you know, very similar. The message is very similar.
No, yes, it is. And, you know, truth is truth, isn't it, dear? You know?
It is. It
gosh,
is.
Gosh, I
so much.
This show is so too short. I know I hear that from people all the time. I do have a caller in the queue, but I wanted to you know, tell people out there before I let you go how they can get your book or get in touch with you.
Okay. They can go to www.angelsandtheafterlife.com. The book is available in e-format and through Amazon.com. But all the information is on the website, angelsintheafterlife.com. So if they go there, they can send me an email, and I'd love to chat with them.
Wonderful. Well, when you get cranking on some of these other books, I'm going to have you back, Laverne. You've been a dear and a delight this evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It was great talking with you.
Wonderful. And I hope you get to feeling better.
Yeah, you do. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, wow, Laverne, what an incredible guest. We're definitely going to have her back, guys, because what an incredible, courageous journey for her. And I think, you know, stepping into our authentic self requires a little bit of courage, especially to let go of those reins, right? So looks like I have time for a caller who's been waiting in the queue, and her name is Angel. How cool is that? Angel, welcome to the Angel Connection.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem, dear. How can I help you tonight?
I would just like a reading.
Sure. Angel, of course, I love your name, right? You're the second person today that has had the name Angel that I have encountered. That's cool. So let me tune in here. You know, you have, wow, okay, you have a lot of angelic energy around you. You also, so I see like four or five angels around you. And then you also have a couple of other, I guess what I would call a guide rather than an angel. These are loved ones that have passed on. I see a very elderly gentleman with you. And there's another lady that I see there. Are you about to, is there something that you're contemplating in your life right now?
A relationship.
Okay. Do you have a question about that specifically?
Well, I was just wondering if it would work out well.
Okay. You know, the what I see around this relationship are you know, some challenging things, but also some very good things. And I think you kind of feel that because you're a very intuitive person kind of moving in. And so part of that contemplation is just kind of wondering, you know, is this going to be a little more a little more work than it's worth kind of thing, if that makes sense to you. But, you know, I think that everything is really just as it should be. I think that there's a lot of potential there. I think that, you know, in any relationship, Angel, you know, we all kind of bring in what's happened in the past. So I think crucial for you is communication, not allowing the past to really color what you're seeing. You know, because I know for my own relationship with my husband, now we've been together for 15 years, but, you know, when we first got together, I personally had a really hard time with that because I've had some, you know, really difficult relationships. And so, you know, the more that you two can communicate, then that'll allow you both kind of to heal those things without really taking them out on each other. And then I can see smooth sailing beyond that. So I think that this relationship has come at a time when both of you really need someone to be able to kind of overcome those challenges.
Okay.
So as long as you're true to yourself and as long as you look at it, you know, from that perspective, you're going to gain tremendously from this.
Okay. That's what I was feeling, but...
I know it's scary for you, and I think sometimes, you know, especially when we have something really good in front of us, it's really hard not to want to bolt, isn't it, sometimes? Because even though we want that, it means we have to kind of look at the other.
Right.
But I know that you will, and I know that this is a good thing for you.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling, Angel.
Take care. Good night.
Take care, dear. Wow. What a... You know, the show goes by too quick. All my friends out there listening, that was a great caller. And, you know, Laverne Stewart, this is the first opportunity that I've got to speak with her. And so I'm excited about what she's doing. And we see this divine inspiration, you know, all around us. So, well, you know, I have to wrap it up before the timer buzzes, so to speak. So that's all the time I have this evening. As always, it's fun to share my Friday evenings with you. You've been listening to the Angel Connection Show with CJ Martis. Be sure to tune in to next week's show that I've entitled Angel Help for Spiritual Emergency, kind of a play on words. Learn about spiritual emergencies that can happen during huge shifts in your life. And I think that's a great topic that the angels have given me because there's a lot of upheaval right now, a lot of people with illness, emotional difficulty. So we're going to learn from the angels how we can navigate that at least a little more gracefully without, you know, cutting ourselves up too bad with the process and so forth. So until then, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourselves so that you can become an angel to others. Take care and many blessings for the coming week. Much love. Good night.